Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan fueled by passion or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to Episode 8. Today I'll be talking about the point structure for Formula One's World Drivers' Championship and the World Constructors' Championship. How many points are awarded, who gets them, what happens in a tie. But before I get into all that, I wanted to give a quick shout out to all of my listeners and followers in the UK. Welcome. I get excited whenever I see a new listener from there because I know how huge Formula One is out there, so thank you to all of you. On to the topic of the day. I'll start off with mentioning that there are two championships occurring simultaneously, the World Drivers' Championship and the World Constructors' Championship. In the Drivers' Championship, it's every man for himself, and that means a driver is battling against all of the other 19 drivers on the grid for points, including his teammate. In the Constructors' Championship, teams are battling against other teams. So, as of 2023, there are 10 teams vying for points, and they are earned based on where their individual drivers play. So, in this respect, drivers are working together in order for the team as a whole to gain the advantage. This is why you'll see drivers being asked to allow a teammate to pass. The strategy means sacrificing a specific driver's position and points in the hopes that their teammate can make it further ahead, thus earning more points for the constructor. I'll get more into this on another episode, and I'll put a link in the description once it's uploaded. So both the Drivers' and Constructors' Championship point structure is the same. First earns the most points at 25, followed by second place who earns 18. So you can see there's a 7-point gap between the top two places. This is the largest points gap by far, because everything else down the list decreases by 3 or less points. So we go down by 3, which means 15 for 3rd and 12 for 4th. Then we start decreasing by 2 points, starting with 10 for 5th, all the way down to 2 points for 9th place. And the final position to earn points is 10th with 1 point. Since there are no points for 11th to 20th, there are some really crazy battles for 10th place, even if it's just the one single point. There have been seasons where the standings are separated by 1 point or even in a tie. If there's a tie at the finish line, better known as dead heat, the points between that and the next place are split, and each of those two drivers gets equal points. The 1967 Syracuse Grand Prix in Sicily resulted in a dead heat between two Ferrari drivers. This was the only instance of a dead heat in F1, back when they used to run non-championship races that were independent from the FIA championship. The word on the street is that the two Ferrari drivers had been practicing this routine, and with their 2-lap lead over third place, they were able to coordinate it perfectly. It's worth noting that race times are now calculated to the thousandth of a second, so the accuracy in today's timing has improved since then. The point structure for sprint races starts with 8 points for first, down to 1 point for 8th place. I will dedicate a whole episode to sprint races in a few weeks, just before the first sprint race in China, so check out episode 14 if you want to learn more. There's a 1-point bonus for the fastest lap, and as I mentioned before, this one single point is extremely important. Sky Sports will show this as a little purple clock beside the driver times on the left of the screen during a race. This might differ depending on where you're watching from, but it has the same idea. There's so many factors behind how quickly they can finish a lap. Fresh tires, traffic, slipstreams, DRS, battles, track evolution, and well, most basically, a really fast car. With all those variables considered, you might see the fastest lap switch between drivers quite a few times during the race. Quite often, it's not the first place driver who sets the fastest lap, and it's always awesome to see a driver with older tires or someone who's in the mid or backfield set the fastest lap. There is a stipulation though. The driver has to place in the top 10 in order for their fastest lap to count for the point. So there will be the odd race where no one gets the point because whoever set it placed 11th or worse. Because 25 points and a massive lead weren't enough for Max, he and the pit crew pulled off something phenomenal last summer at the Austrian Grand Prix. Typical of most races in the first half of 2023, he had such a massive lead that he came in for a pit stop after lap 69 of 71 for some fresh soft tires to grab the 1 point by beating his teammate for the fastest lap. It was a gamble, but even if they messed up the pit stop and he finished last, he was dominating the season so hard that he still would have won the championship. He ended up with 575 points at the end of the season, which means he more than doubled second place, his teammate Sergio Perez. Now, if the race is cut short, most of the times this is due to weather, the points awarded may be decreased depending on how much of the race actually took place. Anything from a full race down to 75% of the race distance is awarded full points. And then based on the percentage, they start to decrease the number of points awarded as well as the number of positions. So 50 to 74% will get a certain amount, 25 to 49% of the race will get a certain amount. And then the smallest point structure being awarded when it's anything from 24% of the full race distance down to the minimum, which is at least 2 laps by the race leader under green flag conditions. Again, I'll toss a link in the description of this episode for a graphic of this amended point structure if you're curious to learn more. The green flag condition was a change to the regulations after the highly controversial 2021 Belgian Grand Prix. This race holds the record for the shortest F1 championship race at 6.9 kilometers before it was stopped with a red flag in lap 3. Now, why was it so controversial? It started under a safety car, aka yellow flag conditions. Under a yellow flag, drivers cannot overtake, so being awarded points when a quote-unquote race didn't actually happen caused the world to question the integrity of it all. So like many other sports, whoever scores the most points wins. In the case of a tie, they look at each race and determine who scored the most first places, and if that's a tie, they look at the second places, and so on and so forth. Constructors will win a percentage of the prize pool based on their standings, and like I mentioned before, one single point can make a difference here, usually in the mid and backfield. Drivers do not earn money from the prize pool, but sometimes they have bonus structures built into their contracts so that the team pays them more based on their wins or their placement in the championship at the end of the season. And that's the point structure, my friends. If you liked what you heard, I'd so appreciate it if you rated my podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. And if you have a topic that you'd like me to feature, please drop me a message in the Q&A for this episode on Spotify or hit me up on Instagram or Threads at Formula One Plus One. Thanks for checking out today's episode. Catch you in a few days with the next one. Take care. And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.